శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదకి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాద ఇస్ ద వన్ హూ హాస్ గివన్ రాధా అండ్ కృష్ణ సంథింగ్ బ్రెయిన్ డజన్ వర్క్ యూ హావ్ టు రైట్ ఇట్ డౌన్ దిస్ ఈస్ ద ఏజ్ ఆఫ్ కలి So Prabhupada used to himself celebrate Radhastami, Janmastami, even when he was a little boy, he used to share this with us. And then sadhu is coming to his home. And God Mohan Day is to special appeal to all the sadhus. Please bless my son. What sort of blessings? So that he becomes devotee of Radhe. Radha's devotee. So Srila Prabhupada was Radha's devotee, Radha Bhakta. Vrishabhanu Daita. His spiritual master also has the name Vrishabhanu Daita. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So blessings of all the sadhus. Gaur Mohan Day was also first guru, Siksha Guru. His blessings, sadhus' blessings, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's blessings, and Sri Prabhupada became a great devotee of Radharani Ki. And then it must be very first year after ISKCON was founded, 66 foundation. Happened later on, even before the foundation date, but the same year, 66 in New York, Srila Prabhupada held, must be first Radhastami festival in New York. And there was the initiation also held that day. And Sasarup Das Goswami, Brahmananda, Achyutananda, they received blessings of Radharani. They were initiated that day. Well, every year, of course, Prabhupada had been celebrating Radhastami here, there, everywhere. I found out some years, which years where. In 68, he was in Montreal, Canada, celebrated Radhastami there. And of course he's talking everywhere. 69 in London. He was there a few times in London for Radhastami. 69, 71 and 73. Three times in London Prabhupada celebrated Radhastami Mahotsava Ki. In 1970, it was turn of Kolkata, Radhastami in Kolkata, and Jai Pataka and Achyutananda were given sannyas initiation on that day. And moving forward, 72 Los Angeles, Radhastami. 74 Calcutta again. 75 Krishna Balaram temple opening had already happened on Ram Navami, you know when that one is. And then that year's Radhastami Srila Prabhupada was right here. 75 Radhastami, he was, I'm sure he was right here sitting. celebrating. And that day, the International Gurukul School's groundbreaking and a cornerstone ceremony was led on Radhastami of 75. Okay, then 76 was the turn of New Delhi, Lajpat Nagar, 21 Firozshah Gandhi Road. I was there, so I remember. Prabhupada celebrated Radhastami. Radha Ras Biharis, Radhas, not Radha Parthasarthis, Radhastami. And guess what? He was translating Srimad Bhagavatam like always and everywhere. So that day, on Radhastami day, Srila Prabhupada completed the translation of the 8th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. This commentation, that is commentary on Bhagavatam, has been finished in our New Delhi center today, Prabhupada is writing. 1st September 76, the day of Radhastami, by the grace of Supreme Personality of Godhead and the Acharyas, this was possible, Prabhupada is writing. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says, he continues to write there, note that day, Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanevas Janame Janame Hoy Yai Abhilash. I am attempting to present Srimad Bhagavatam in English language by the order of my spiritual master, Srimad Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and by his grace, the work of translation is gradually progressing, and the European and American devotees, who have, he's remembering them, who have, he's not remembering Indians, who have joined Krishna consciousness movement are helping me considerably. Probably Indians were not helping, so. That's why he's remembering those who helped American, European, considerably. Thus, we have expectation of finishing the great task before my passing away. All glories to Guru and Gauranga. Okay, talking of that day, so that was also day Radhastami, New Delhi. Srila Prabhupada gave me special instruction, personal instruction, to start the Bulakar Sankirtan party. I was enjoying traveling in the buses, German buses, of Hansadut Maharaj, he was that time. Prabhupada said, no, well, buses had to go also back to Germany. And I was left with no mode of transportation. He said, get down from the bus, bullock cart. Get in the bullock cart. So that's special instruction. For me, it was very special. It is very special. And I received that instruction on Radhastami day, 76, New Delhi, Radha Parthasarthi Mandir. And then, I just want to share what Prabhupada had been saying at some of these Radhastami celebration days, especially in London in 71 and again 73. You'd like to hear what Prabhupada said? No? Okay, Prabhupada said, must be Radha Gokulanand Temple in London. Radharani is Krishna's pleasure potency. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikratir Alhadani Shaktir. He quoted that. The Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has got varieties of energies, as it is confirmed in the Vedic literature. Parasha Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate Natasya Karyam Karanam Ja Vidyate. Svita Svatar Upanishad. Prabhupada quoted. The Supreme Lord has nothing to do personally. Natasya Karyam Karanam Ja Vidyate. He has nothing to do. Just like here, in this material world, we find very big man, political head or business head. Personally, he has nothing to do because he has got so many assistants, secretaries, that personally has nothing to do anything. Similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, full with six opulences, why he will have to do something? No, he has got many assistants. Sarvataha Pani Padastat. In Bhagavad Gita, he has got Bhagavad Gita. He has got everywhere, his hands and legs. You will find Krishna, he has nothing to do. He is simply engaged in enjoying with gopis and Radharani. Haribo. Jai Radhe. And then 73 Radhastami London, Prabhupada said, actual aim of life is to satisfy Vishnu. And Krishna is original Vishnu Tattva. And he is pleased through Radharani. Haribo. Now Haribo. Such a profound statement. He is pleased through Radharani. Therefore, we don't keep Krishna alone. No, Radha Krishna. First Radharani. So that day is today. First you have to worship Radharani. If you go through Radharani, therefore, in Vrindavan, you will see all the devotees, they will address one another. Jai Radhe! Jai Radhe! Jai Radhe! Still, full stop, meaning even today, still, and today, these days. Because they know that if Radharani is pleased, if I can please Radharani, Radharani presented the original pleasure potency, always absorbing thought of Krishna. So anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, oh, she becomes so pleased. Oh, here is a devotee of Krishna. She immediately recommends, Krishna. Oh, Krishna, here is a devotee. He is better than me. This is Radharani. I may be not devotee. I may be most fallen rascal, but if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Therefore, we should worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of offering directly one flower to Krishna, you just put it in the hands of Radharani. My dear Radharani, then you say this, my dear Radharani, Jagan Mata, if you kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna, please, Prabhupada in a second. I'm sure that was thinking like that. Oh, Radharani says, oh, you have brought a flower? Krishna said, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayashati. But don't try to offer Krishna directly. Just offer through Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by Radharani. Hari Hari. You are with us? You are not off. So this is our philosophy. So please, Krishna through Radharani. And just today is auspicious day of Radharani's appearance. So we should offer Pushpanjali and pray to Radharani. You could say the prayer. Radharani, kindly be merciful and tell about me to Krishna. Tell about me to your Krishna. Professor, your Krishna is your Krishna. Krishna, Radha Krishna. Krishna is not independent. Krishna is Radharani's property. So you have to approach Krishna through Radharani. That is today. Today is auspicious day. Worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. Prabhupada said. Worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. I was just thinking, chant Hare Krishna and that is what we normally hear, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. And here Srila Prabhupada says, worship Radharani and... But what's the difference? There's no difference. The chanting of Hare Krishna is what? That is worshipping Radharani. That's worshipping Radharani. We worship deity of Radharani, Radha Shyam Sundar. We worship... Every day we worship Radha, Shyam Sundar. Every day we worship the holy name. And here also, the first comes Hare, and then comes Krishna. This is also prayer. Prabhupada is always simply not getting into the details. He would translate this as, oh Radhe, oh Krishna. Hare, Radhe, Krishna, Krishna, please engage me. I am yours. Please engage me in your service. Or, oh Radhe, you are engaged in Krishna's service. Please engage me also in Krishna's service. Please engage me in Krishna's service. Chanting Hare Krishna is that prayer, that meditation, that is a worship of Radha Krishna, worship of Radha Rani. So worship Radha Rani nicely and be happy. So chant Hare Krishna how? Nicely. Nicely is what? Attentively is what? Offenselessly is like that. Aparada shunya hayya laho Krishna naam. This is worshipping Radharani, worshipping Krishna, worshipping their holy names. So Prabhupada gave us Radha Krishna, gave us Radharani. Take Radha, take Hare, take Krishna. Prabhupada gave us. Hari Hari, Radha Krishna, in the form of their names and Hari Hari, we worship. By worshipping those holy names, we could say, why not? We could say that also. Yeah, Radharani is appearing today. Today is her appearance day, formal Radhastami. But she is willing and ready to appear every day. Every time, wherever. She is ready to appear. And what form, shape and shape. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare, in this form, in the form of the holy name. Radha and Krishna are appearing every day to everybody. Kali Kale, Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar, ya Kali Kale. Naam Rupe Radha Avatar, Radha Krishna Avatar, Kali Kale Naam Rupe. In the form of the holy name, Radha Krishna are appearing. In fact, this is. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given himself to the world, and in parampara, we receive Radha Krishna in the form of the holy name. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. At the time of initiation, what are we given? What do we receive? When we are given initiation, what we are given is Hari Nam. Hari Nam, Radha Nam, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Nam, Gaur, Karila, Prachar. So we are given that Radha Krishna Naam. And if we worship Hari Hari, worship this holy name, then we could attain perfection of our life. We could be, well, one goal is to achieve Krishna Prem, Radha Prem. And that could be done by chanting Radha Krishna's name, Hare Krishna. Okay. Not over. Right, today is allowed to go on and on till let me see. Till Abhishek time. Today is, are you fasting?
Yes.
You are not remembering. And feasting, in fact. Feasting. Today is a feast day. We eat feast through ears. That feast. Karanamrit. Not the Annamrit. Karanamrit. Yeah, so, so much you could talk about, right? Radha Krishna, how much talk is there? Could we finish in 1 hour? We have 2 hours, but could we finish in 2 hours? It's never ending. It's never ending discussion. And ever fresh. Now, you don't even have to repeat. So much to talk about. Someone is trying to talk here. Another talk. Krishna Kanta Gana Dekhi. Anyways, somewhere, something we want to talk. I also wasn't sure what to talk. Because there is so much to talk. And of all that talk, what to talk today, I'm not sure. So I'm just going to say something. Yeah, for my own purification. Krishna Kanta Gana Dekhi Trivida Prakar Eka Lakshmi Gana Sutre Mahishi Ganar. So here there's a talk of, Krishna takes avatar, right? Krishna takes avatar. Krishna is avatari. So is Radharani. Avatari, and she has been said here as Anshini. Radha, Krishna are Anshini. Radha and Krishna are complete, and then they have different expansions, manifestations, different forms. They both appear. Krishna appears in so many different forms. So does Radharani appear in so many different forms. And three of them specifically are mentioned here. Beginning with all the Sakhis, including Lalita, Vishakha, and Ashta Sakhis, and then special 108 gopis, and then millions and trillions of gopis in Vrindavan, and those many are required, it said, in order to increase the ras, the juice, to make the rasa dance juicy. So many are required. So Radharani expands and she becomes all the Sakhis and all the gopis. And of course they are described as Lakshmi Sahasra Shrata Sambhrama Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. They're also mentioned as Lakshmis of Vrindavan. Vrindavan's Lakshmi, Mahalakshmi, is Radharani. Vrindavan's Lakshmis are Sakhis. Vrindavan's Lakshmis are Gopis. What is happening? Jaya. So, how many Lakshmis are serving Vrindavan's Narayana Sri Krishna? Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasan. So this is all Radharani. Then Radharani further expands And it says Mahishigan, Mahishigan. All the queens of Krishna in Dwarka, this is further expansions of Radharani. Of course, Radharani personally becomes, who is Radharani in Dwarka? Satyabhama. Hot-tempered. The left-wing gopi, right-wing gopi. And the one who appeared today, Radha appeared today, and Chandravali appeared today. In Dwarka Leela, Rukmini is Chandravali. She is straightforward and soft and kind, and she never gets on the case of Sri Krishna and makes his life very difficult, you know, as Radharani does, and so did Satyabhama. She continued doing that in Dwarka. And Lalita is Jambavati. And Jamuna is Kalindi, the fourth queen of Sri Krishna in Dwarka. Is Jamuna becomes Kalindi and Lalita becomes Jambavati. Like that. Further expansion. And all the queens, this is the further expansions of Radha. And then the third is all the avatars of the Lord in Vaikunthas, they have their Alhadani Shaktis, pleasure potency. And they are called Lakshmis. When Narasimha Bhagavan has Lakshmi Narasimha Devaki, Lakshmi Narasimha, Varaha Lakshmi, and like that, Lakshmi Narayan. All these Nana Avataram, they get Lakshmi. And again, who is this Lakshmi? This is Radharani. In Vaikunth is Lakshmi. Radharani in Dwarka is Satyabhama. Like that. In fact, it's all Radha. Radha becomes all the gopis, sakis. Radha becomes further all Mahishis, queens. Radha becomes all the Lakshmis and all the Vaikuntha planets. So it is just Krishna everywhere and Radha also everywhere in all those manifestations. Bahukanta bina nahe rasera ullas lila rasahaya lagi bahuta prakash. So many, many Radhas are required. So Radha becomes many in the form of sakhis and gopis. Lilara sahaya bahuta prakash, many, many are required. So then Radha becomes many, and then there is rasa, dance, and other pastimes of Vrindavan. Govinda Nandini Radha. Nice to hear, just to hear. Govinda Nandini. Radha is, how is Radha? How is Radha? Could you say? Govinda Nandini. If we could understand what we are saying, Govinda Nandini Radha. One who gives ananda to Radha. It depends on Radha to get ananda. Govindan, Govindan, Govindanandini. Govinda Mohini, Govinda Sarvasva, Sarvakanta Shiromani, Sarvakanta. There are so many Kantas, lovers of Krishna in Vrindavan. But Radha Rani is Shiromani, Shiromani, the top of all those Kantas. Sarvakanta Shiromani, Krishna Mayi Radha. Should be really waking us up if we could meditate. How is Radha? Just one word, but everything is said. You don't have to say anything more. Like each one of these Govinda Nandini is complete, Purnam, and then you say Shiromani, Sarvakanta Shiromani, Krishna Mayi. Radha is what kind of Radha? If you want to say Radha in one word, say something about Radha and say everything about Radha, you could say Radha is Krishna Mayi. Could you say? And then some of you will wake up also if you had to say. And you have to open your mouth also. And if your mind is sleeping, mouth will not open. Say Krishna Mayi.
Krishna Mayi.
Krishna Mayi. Krishna Mayi. Full of Krishna. Krishna Mayi means full of Krishna. Full of Krishna. She is filled with Krishna. Fully Krishna conscious. Is anyone most Krishna conscious? Most Krishna conscious. And that is Radha Rani, Krishna Mayi. Tara Bhakti Tara Sahaya Ekaru Krishna Vancha Purti Rup Kare Aradhane. Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya. For Krishna, Radharani is that Vancha Kalpataru. What is Vancha? Vancha is Icha. Vancha Kalpataru, desire tree. Wish fulfilling tree, desire tree is Radharani for Sri Krishna. Vancha Kalpataru. All Vancha, all the desires of Sri Krishna are fulfilled by Sri Krishna. And Purnanandamaya Ami Chinmaya Purna Tattva. But then Krishna says, Krishna, this is now Krishna saying, you know, I am Purnanandamaya. I am Purnananda. I am complete. Supposed to be complete, Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam. I'm supposed to be complete. Chinmaya Purna Tattva. I'm Purna. That is what the Vedas. Hari Hari. What is happening? Hari Bhav. Na Jani Radhara Preme Ache Katabha. Radhikara Preme Yama. Karaya unmatta. He says, I am Purnanandamaya. I am full of anand. I am complete. But then he says, but that Radha's frame, makes me mad. I become mad after that Radha. I become mad after that Radha. Na jani Radhara Premo Ache Katabha. Krishna says, I can't understand how much power there is in that Radha's frame, Radha's love. How attractive is that Radharani to me, to Krishna's eyes. I'm complete, still I'm attracted by this Radharani, and I'm taken over. He even says, I am overwhelmed. Radhika Prema Guru Ami Shishyanart. Krishna says, I am just a nut. I am just the actor. And she is the one who makes me dance. She makes me dance. She's a prema guru. She's a guru for me. What does she teach? Love. Lessons of love I learned from her. She is my guru. Ami shishya nar. I am disciple. The actor. I'm a student. And one time, if I find that, okay, I think it's here. It's here. Okay. Vrinda has just now come from somewhere, but Radharani doesn't know where she has come from. Hence, Radharani is inquiring. Kasmad Vrinde, where did you come from? Radharani is asking. Priya Sakhi Hare Pada Moolat. Oh, I was there at the feet of Sri Krishna. From his lotus feet, wherever they are, I have come. Kutaha aso, where is he? Where are those lotus feet right now? Radharani is counter-questioning Vrinda Devi. Kunda aranye, in the forest. Which forest? Kunda aranya. Radha kund aranya. The forest around Radha kund. That is where he was there. I just came from there. Kim yaha gurute. What is he doing there? What is he doing? Radharani is very curious. What is he doing? Natya siksham. See, he is taking lessons in dance. He is busy with the dance lessons. Guru kaha, rather, he is taking lessons. Who is his guru? And then rather, Vrinda Devi says, you are the guru. Tam tva tvan murti prati tarutalam tik. Vidikshu, Sphuranti, and then Brahmanti, Nartayanti, Swapashyat. He is just dancing right behind you. Wherever he is seeing you. Sthavara jangama dekhi, na dekhi tar murti. Ishtadevera Sphurti. He is only inspired. Wherever he looks, he is seeing you. Oh, she is here. Oh, she is here. She is here. She is here. Bahirna Sringho, Ridayena Sringho, Yato, Yato, Yami, Tato. Like that. Yato, Yato, Yami. Wherever I go, wherever Krishna goes, Tataha, tata, there is Radharani. Bahir, outside is Radharani. Ridaye. Inside Radharani. Radharani everywhere. So he's running after. He's thinking Radharani is there. Oh, she is here. She is here. He's running after you. And taking lessons from that. You there. You. And he's busy dancing hither and thither. He's dancing everywhere. Oh, Radhe. And so somewhere here, anaya radhito nunam, Krishna vancha purna purti rup kare aradhane. The Radha, of course, she is worshipping Krishna. Krishna is worshipping Radha. Radha is worshipping Krishna. It is also said they are not two. They are not two. They are one. Two in one or two together is one. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikratir Alhadani Shakti Rasmat. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami begins Chaitanya Charitamrita with one of these statements. He says, the manifestation of Alhadani Shakti of the Lord, that is Radharani, manifests, and then there's Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrati. Radha Krishna Pranaya, the Prem. This is even not just Prem, but Pranaya is very intense, very condensed Prem is called Pranaya. Superior to Prem is Sneha. Superior to Sneha is Man. And superior to the man, when man becomes condensed, paripakva, then it is pranaya. So that pranaya, Radha Krishna pranaya, is manifestation of Alhadani Shakti Asmat. The pleasure potency of the Lord, Radharani manifests, and then there is Radha Krishna pranaya. Ekatmana vapi, ekatmana, ekatmana, ekatma. Radha Krishna, they are one atma, one spirit, one entity. Deha bhedo gato tau bhuvipura. But then long, long time ago, don't ask. When was that? Long, long time ago. What happened? Deha bhedau gatau tau. They were one. Then what happened? Deha bhed means difference. They became gatau tau. They became two. They were one. Originally they became two for the past time. And they are having past times. Deha bhedau gatau tau. Hari, 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 hari. And then what happens? Then Chaitanya akhyam prakatam adhuna tad dvayam aikyam cha aptam. But now, what happened again? Chaitanya akhyam, he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and tad dvayam, they had become two. Aikyam cha aptam, they again became one. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Radha bhava dyuti suvalitam naumi Krishna swarupam. Radha bhava dyuti. And that Shyam Sundar, Sri Krishna, because he wanted to know what kind of powerful is this Krishna Prem and Radha's greatness, Radha this. And he had three questions, Mr. Chaitanya. He had three questions. Kidrashi, Mahima, Kidrashi. And he became anxious to know Radha. He became greedy. He became greedy. Lobha. And then he, Ajani, he turned. Sachi garbha sindho hari indu. Hari indu. He appeared as Hari, that is Hari, Lord. Indu, that is moon. Hari indu, that is Chaitanya Chandra. He became Chaitanya Chandra, appearing in the womb, which is compared to the ocean. That womb of Sachi Mata gave birth to Hari Indu, that is Chaitanya Chandra. Like a Vrishabhanu Dadhi Nava Shashi Lekhe. That Vrishabhanu, like an ocean. Yeah, Vrishabhanu and Kirtida, their womb, they are like a ocean, oceanic. And Radharani appeared there today. And then later on, he appeared as Sachi Garbha Sindhu Hari Indu. So that Radharani who worships Krishna, I think we are allowed to go on. That is what the gopis said, that whose footprints are these? All the gopis were searching for Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Looking everywhere, asking everywhere. Asking, gone mad, even asking trees, asking everybody. So as they were searching, at one point, Hari Hari, they saw some footprints. So some of the gopis found, they were spread all over. The one group, they saw some footprints. And as soon as they saw footprints, and they were Vaja Amboja Vrajra, all the signs on Krishna's footprint, different signs, the flag and then the fish and this and that, they're all there. Oh, for sure. This is Krishna's footprints. Hey, come on over, come on. And all gopis came running. Because they thought, if the footprints are here and they are very fresh, these footprints are very fresh. And just few minutes ago, he was here, right here. So he's not very far from here. So they all called over and they are following those footprints. And as they walked some distance, then they noticed, hey, another person walking next to Krishna. Whose footprint this could possibly be? Someone is wondering, whose footprints? Who's walking next to Krishna? And then, you fool, pagli kahegi. Of course, these are footprints of Jai Radhe. And then gopis said, some gopis, those who were sure whose footprints those were, Anaya Radhito Nunam Bhagavan Haririshwaraha. These footprints are of the worshipper of Bhagavan Hari Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishna, his worshipper. They're not taking the name directly. Anaya, that one. Aradhita, Aradhika, one who worships Hari, Ishwar, Krishna, Bhagavan. Who is that? Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. So then the gopis were following those footprints of Radha and Krishna. And they are comparing, like the he elephant walks next to she elephant. Like that, the footprints of Krishna and footprints were of Radha were reminded of the mood of elephant, he and she elephant. And yeah, they mentioned. But after some time they were not seeing Radha's footprints, only Krishna's footprints. And they're wondering, what happened here? Where did she go? Of course, Krishna must have picked her up and he must be carrying her on her shoulders. That's why, see, the footprints are, they are deeper, sunken. You say sunken? They are deeper here. Because he's a double load. It's Krishna's load and Radharani on the top. So that's why this Raman Redi, the dust of Vrindavan, wherever those footprints were there, they've gone deeper into the earth. He must be carried. Then they go some distance, this way, that way. And then they notice that Krishna's, only the front portion of Krishna's foot was, the impressions of that was in the Raman Reti. What is he doing here? He must have climbed up to reach the flowers. He's jumping up and down to pick up flowers for Radharani. And as the gopis are looking hither and thither, hey, look! Some of them found, this is where they must have sat together. See, this person. The impressions in the rush, like a one person sitting behind the other person. So this is Krishna sitting behind, and Radharani is in the front. And those flowers he picked up, he made flower garland and all the hair decorations. So they are meditating, remembering what just transpired just a few minutes prior. And then they are moving on. They still want to find him, find them. They're looking for Radha and Krishna now. They know not only Krishna has gone into the deep forest, but Radharani also. And then something happened and Radharani has become very proud. I am the only one leaving all else behind. He took me with him. He's just me, I must be very special. So she has become proud and there's a man develops. And now again she says, Krishna, I'm very tired. Walking, I'm very tired. You have to pick me up. And Krishna is okay. Krishna is sitting. Jump. And as he was about to jump, She did not land on the shoulders. She landed on the ground. Krishna disappeared. He had taken the position, okay, climb, jump. And as he was about to jump, he disappeared. And then gopis searching for Radha and Krishna. They have reached Radharani. Only Radharani. Oh. And they saw Radharani overwhelmed and missing Krishna and crying for Krishna. Krishna! He's saying, Ha Nath. He's saying, Ha Nath. Ha Ramana. Preshtha. Kwasi Kwasi Mahabhuja. Kwasi, where are you now? Where are you now? Where have you gone? Oh, Mahabhuja, you are certainly powerful. Yes, now I realize. Dasyaste kripanayame sakhe darshaya sannidhim. I am just but dasi of you. Dasyaste. I am dasi of you. Kripanaya, me, the poor Kripan, the girl, Radha, have mercy upon me. O Krishna, O Sakhe, Darshaya Sannidhim, please give me darshan. Either you come, give me darshan, or let me know where are you, I will come. Sannidhim, I would like to be with you in a close proximity of all of you, Krishna. And then Radha and all the gopis, their search continues. And Krishna is nowhere to be found. And then they concluded, oh, why should we be looking for Krishna in the forest? We lost him on the bank of Jamuna. Right? That's where we lost him. Gopis were, this is where we lost him. So we should go back to bank of Jamuna where we lost. Wherever I lost my keys in the office, I lost my keys. Why should I look for them in a temple room? So wherever I lost, we lost Krishna on the bank of Jamuna. So let's all go back to bank of Jamuna. So that's where all the gopis, they return. And upon returning, they all started singing in chorus. Radharani may be leading, and gopis joining.